Hello, everyone. This is Judy Mario. Thank you for joining me today on Choices as we discuss the subject of listening. Listening is good business. That's the title. Listening is good business. And we're talking about listening because it is one of the most important of the communication skills that I have the ability to be good at. And listening is so powerful. You know, success in business ultimately is based on the number of battles you win, and it is imperative to acquire effective weapons to use on your business battlefield. And that's why we're saying listening is powerful, because it is your best weapons. And you know, listening is a great weapon also for being in personal relationships, because listen to other people, they feel that they feel important. They feel like we care. So it is important that we find to learn to really, really listen. I want you to just think of how today you utilize your listening. Meetings, inner customers, transactions with supply, casual kinds of colleagues and peers, and conversations with those people that you love the most. So it is imperative that we realize that listening is a skill. It's something that anyone can do well if they make the effort. It is a skill, not an ability. It is the ability. You don't hear well, you can get a hearing aid. But if you don't listen well, there's no such thing as a listening aid. So you just suck at it and make sure that you do it. One of the best ways to improve your communication skills in an organization and to increase the chances for career, business, and social success is by developing these listening skills of yours. Many people, in fact, most people, have to be listened to, to be respected, and to be understood. And the moment people sense they are being understood, they become more motivated to engage you. See, that's half the battle, is letting other people know that you're listening and you understand, and then you can talk. Let them talk first. So our minds have a lot of time on their hands. And they'll delve into others if they're not really about what someone is saying. And that's because you only can listen in a way that's 800 words. But some people only talk in about words for a minute. Well, some people have got it 220 or 270. I know I do, and I decide to go and out faster and maybe louder. And since the majority of people talk in written A words, and since they're not talking as we can listen, what happens? Well, our minds just go off somewhere else, and they do something else. I know I have it when I'm doing seminars, and people are sitting there, and they look like they really are looking and listening to me, but I know their mind has gone back to the office, or their mind has gone home to take care of something that they need to do, even though their body is sitting there, even though they're looking, even though they're smiling and sometimes even nodding, sometimes gone somewhere else for a little bit, and then all of a sudden realize that they kind of sit up straight, oh, what did she just say? So you're going to be great listeners, really effective listeners. What does effective mean when it comes to listening? Well, it means understanding both the content and the intent of what you hear, of what the other person is saying. Yes, the content, the actual words that people are saying, the actual message that they're putting across, and the intent, that's how they feel about it. That's what they're really trying to say. That's the nuance that they have, that they might be saying the word, but the way they say the word means what they mean by the word. And so we have to pay attention, registering the words that are actually said, but the manner in which they are said. See, everybody everybody likes to be listened to and understood. People want us to take their concerns and their thoughts and their ideas seriously. Unfortunately, this need is not often. The main reason for listening is to show anyone what the other person is saying, and so many of us don't show the understanding. In business situations, we often don't even really stop to hear what we're saying or what a team member is saying. We might assume that we know what they're saying, and so when they're talking, what are we doing? We are creating answers in our mind. We are developing what it is we think we're going to say next. Or we might hear something that we don't agree with, so our mind starts arguing with whatever it is. And when it argues, then it starts to formulate the response and how we should say things back to them and what we should say. So if we truly, truly are listening, then we're doing something that I call active listening. And that's three steps, active listening. Active listening, step one, is attending. Now, what does attending mean? It means really being there. It means paying attention to what's going on. It means putting down everything that you're doing and just being in the moment. I know how many times have I walked into somebody's office and said, I need to speak with you a minute, and they're like, oh, go ahead, I can do this, and talk to you and listen to you at the same time. And there they are working on the computer. You know they're not listening to you because their mind is on the computer and on what they're doing. So the very first step is what we call attending. And it means put down everything, turn around, look at the person that's talking to you, give them eye contact, and really, really, really be there. The second step in active listening is following. And what we mean by following is letting the other person know that we are following. Let the other person know that we are still there throughout the time that they're talking. So following might be that you're nodding your head. It might be that you say yes now and then. You might say, you might repeat back a word like the end of the sentence. If someone says listening is one of your most communication skills, you might say, yes, powerful. It lets the person know that you're following, you're being there with them. And then paraphrasing is step number three. What is paraphrasing? Paraphrasing is repeating back what we heard the person say. Repeating back what we actually heard the other person say. Now that doesn't mean you're going to repeat it back, passion word for word, but you're going to repeat that what you understood them to feel and what you understood the content to actually be. So you'll say something like, yes, I understand that listening is one of our most powerful communication skills. Or what I'm understanding you to say, one of our most powerful communication skills, and you might even phrase it like a question. You might say it like with the upward end of the sentence. Listening is one of our most powerful communication skills. That way, the person will elaborate and go on. So that's a part of following, and it also is paraphrasing, repeating back what you heard the person say. And repeat, you also heard the person meant, that what you heard the person mean. Active listening means, I'm having a little problem with my mouth this morning. Active listening actually means learning to listen with empathy. Empathy. Now, what does that word empathy mean? It means if you put yourself in the other person's shoes and you're trying to understand the whole essence of what he or she is saying. In other words, when you are being an active listener, you not only hear what the other person is saying, but you are also aware of his or her emotional state. So active listening means learning to listen with empathy. You are following the three steps of attending, following, and paraphrasing, and attempting to understand what the other person is saying. Because you see, when we talk about communication skills, we say, oh, well, that person's a good communicator, or I feel I'm a good communicator. But are you really? Because communication means that there has been understanding, that understanding has taken place. So if one person doesn't understand, or if either people, both people, don't understand, then there's been no communication. So listening is the first step to understanding, and that's why we want to really be a good listener, because we want to hear not only what that person is saying, but we also want to hear what that person is feeling. Now, there are some definite obstacles to listening, and some of those obstacles are things like that difference between speaking and listening rates that we talked about a little bit earlier. You know, the person is sitting there listening at 800 words per minute, and the other person is talking very slowly at 180 words per minute, and so the listener sort of goes off and listens to something else that's going on in the back of their own mind. Their mind goes somewhere else. Another reason that we lose the ability to listen, or that is an obstacle to listening, is that we are busy planning the response. So, you know, the person says that thing, and then we start planning. And the third thing is loss of objectivity. You know, we're not being objective. We start making judgments about the other person, about the way they look, about the way they sound. I know recently I did it, and I work hard at being a good listener, but sometimes we just get distracted by things, and those distractions might be noises, or they might be the thoughts that we have in our mind, or they might be visual. And this particular day that I'm talking about, I'd gone to sign some escrow papers at the company on a piece of property I was buying, and I was looking at the lady who was helping me, and she had actually shaved off her eyebrows and drawn new eyebrows on that kind of started right above the bridge of her nose and went straight up into her hairline. I mean, she actually looked like a Klingon or something. And I got so fascinated with her eyebrows that I actually lost track of what she was saying. It distracted me to the point that I couldn't hear what she was saying, and I know better than that. And was I making judgments? Yes. I was thinking to myself, wow, why would she do that to her face? And you see, that keeps us from listening, because we go off and we start having these other conversations with ourselves. So we've got to be careful to be objective and to not make judgments about things, about other people. And really make a habit of thinking of what would be the benefit to me if I listened better. What might be a benefit to me? Well, my goodness, there's all kinds of benefits to listening better. One of the benefits is that we build credibility. When we listen to someone else, we hear what it is that they're saying, and by knowing what they're saying, or by having the information that we've gotten, it gives us credibility. And even just the fact that we're sitting there looking like we're interested, that gives us credibility as well. Another benefit of listening is that when we hear what the other person's saying, we are better able to sway their opinions. We're better able to make decisions. We're better able to help other people make better decisions. Because when we heard what they said and what was important to them and how they feel about it, it gives us information. And so we're not just arguing our side of the conversation or our side of the issue. We're actually hearing what they said and seeing, what do we know, or what can we do to fulfill their needs? And when we do that, it will help them to sway, it will help us to sway their opinion and help us to help them make better decisions. I believe it also shows people that you value them when you listen to them. And when you value another person, when you let the other person know that you're valuing what he or she is saying, it makes for better relationships. It makes for much better relationships. In one of the seminars I was teaching not too long ago, one of the homework assignments I gave was to go home and that night sit at the dinner table and really, really listen to what people at home had to say, and to repeat back, actually use the three steps of active listening: listen, attend, follow, repeat back. And so they went home that night, and they did it. Next day, one of the gentlemen came back to the seminar, and he said to me, you know, Judy, it was amazing what happened to me at dinner last night. He said, I was really working at doing the active listening assignment that you gave us, and my son, who's 11 years old, looked at me, and he said, Dad, why are you listening to me? You don't usually. Wow, what a wake-up call, huh? Why are you listening to me, Dad? You don't usually. See, even children need to know that they're valued. And so to listen better shows people that we value them. This is Judy Mario, and today we're talking about the benefits of listening. It's just plain good business to be a good listener. Listening is good business is our subject today. And I so appreciate you listening to this broadcast. I try to make sure that I cover the subjects that you asked for. And my one listener, Maria, recently asked me to talk about effective listening. And so that's why we're doing this today. And if you have anything that you would like me to talk about, any subjects you would like me to address, I certainly hope you'll email me, judy@judymario.com. Remember, I spell my name with an I. It's J-U-D-I. J-U-D-I@J-U-D-I-M-O-R-E-O.com, judy@judymario.com. Just drop me an email and let me know what it is that you would like to have me discuss, or any guest speakers or guests that you might like me to have on the show. Authors, I know a lot of people, so see if we can't get some of those people that you would like to hear to talk about subjects that you want to know more about. And also, while you're over there at judymario.com, go ahead and just register for my free newsletter. I send out a free newsletter once a month, and I'd be very, very happy to send it to you. And you know, when you register for that newsletter, you get a free download of my audio recording, Realize Who You Are. Realize Who You Are. So thank you for listening, and right now we're talking about the benefits of listening better. One of the benefits of listening better is that you're better able to negotiate. Now, why do you think you'd be better able to negotiate? Well, of course, yes, because when you hear what the other person believes, what you hear what the other person wants, when you hear and you're really paying attention to what they're saying, it gives you the ability to control the situation and to negotiate better. And that's very important if there's something that you need to negotiate. Another thing, that another real benefit of listening, is to build memory, you know, to remember names. People like to hear their own name. So whenever you're working with somebody, try to remember their names. My business partner can remember like up to about 800 names when she meets people. She's really good. I mean, she'll stand at the door of a seminar room and shake everybody's hands when they come in, and then she calls them all by name. And if she had any kind of conversation with them, she'll talk to them about their children, or she'll refer to something they said. And people are just fascinated that she has the ability to do that. And so people used to come up to me after seminars and they go, what's my name? What do you remember about me? And I was like, I don't know. And I just thought that you couldn't build your memory. But then when I learned what she was doing, she was actually practicing active listening. When she would meet people, she would look at the person, she would listen to what they had to say, and then she would use their name three or four times right away in the conversation. And then once she had it, she had it. And then I started doing it. And it was amazing how I started to be able to remember names, to remember better. So then I started making the effort when people would come into the seminar and sign up, and I would be back there to register them or to greet them for the morning. I would make an effort to really, really hear their name. And it was fascinating that I could remember them and refer to them. And when I was talking to the class and I would speak to someone and call them by name and they didn't have on a name tag or they didn't have a gift card in front of them, they were just like blown away. And a lot of times I'd say, is there anything else that you'd like to learn from the seminar today? And they'd go, yes, I'd like to learn how to remember names like you do. Well, it's just a matter of really, really listening. But you see, we have these filters. We have filters that when information comes to us, it has to come through the filters. And one of those filters might be a personal history that we have with the person. If somewhere along the line we didn't get along, or they did something that we didn't like, or we were in a meeting with them and we didn't think they were overly bright, maybe we just kind of dismiss them in our mind and we don't really, really listen to what they have to say now. And that can be detrimental. So we want to be sure that even if we don't really care for the person or we don't respect the person, we give respect. We show respect. We look at them and we listen to them and we try to understand what it is that they're saying. Another filter is the distractions. We talked about that before, the distractions of what goes on in our mind, the distraction of visual, the distraction of outside sounds, anything that might pull our attention away from listening can be a filter. Also, knowledge can be a filter. If you have one level of knowledge, education, or expertise, and the other person has a different level, it might be that we're not talking the same language, and it might be that we're not understanding the other person. And so that can be a big block to our listening. We might think they don't know what they're talking about, or they might think we don't know what we're talking about. So we want to pay very, very close attention. Values, biases, prejudices, these are all blocks. These are all barriers, all filters to our listening and understanding other people. If we have different values from the other person, if we have a bias or we have a prejudice against people, older people, younger people, people who are skinnier than us, people who are heavier set than us, people who are football players, people who are of a different race or a different religion, we might not listen to what they have to say because we're so stuck in our own ideas, our own values, our own biases, our own prejudices, that we don't listen or hear what that other person might be trying to say to us. Also, tone of voice is a big filter. If someone speaks to us in a tone of voice that we don't like, that could keep us from listening to them. I know sometimes if people talk like they're talking down to us, like they think we're stupid or like they think we're dumb, that tone of voice will come through. And so we might take issue with that tone of voice, and therefore we won't really listen to the person, because what are we doing? We're already arguing in our minds about something. So we have to be very, very careful not to do that. And what about body language? We see when a person is sitting a certain way or they have a certain facial expression, we might think that they're shutting us out, and therefore it's a filter. We're looking at what we see, and we're getting a message, and so consequently we're not hearing because we're concentrating on what we're seeing. I know very often body language classes teach people that when another person folds their arms in front of their body, that they've got an attitude, they're not listening, or they're looking for an argument. And that's not always true. You know, people who are auditory listeners, very often auditory communicators, they very often fold their arms in front of themselves whenever they're listening. Whenever they're really listening, they'll fold their arms. Sometimes they'll even fold their arms in front of them and close their eyes because they're concentrating on the words, on what you're saying. So auditory communicators, people who are predominantly auditory, and predominantly receive their information hearing, they will very often cross their arms in front of them, and they're not shutting you out at all. In fact, they're paying very close attention to you. Also, people who stand for long periods of time when they're working very often will cross their arms in front of them because their back is hurting, or they need to support their back in some way. So don't get so wrapped up in the body language that it keeps you from really listening and hearing what the other person has to say. Another thing is experience. If we come from different levels of experience, one person might might know more about a particular subject, and they might start thinking, oh, that person doesn't have the experience that I have, or that person doesn't know what they're talking about, and so therefore they quit listening. They start, again, making judgments, having biases, having prejudices, having opinions. And so we have to understand that quality communication comes about when the message is understood, when both people understand the message. So how can you listen, how can you actually reach a poor listener if somebody's not listening to you? Well, ask the listener to restate what he or she just heard. You know, make sure that they are understanding you. And ask clarifying questions to find out what they know, what they got from what you said. That's very, very important. Also, you might want to ask for feedback at intervals during your conversation, because this is so important to get feedback to know that they understood. You don't want to say, do you understand? Because what do people say when you say, do you understand? They say, yes. Why do people say yes when you ask, do you understand? Well, in some cases, they might understand. Or they might think they understand. Or they might want you to think they understand, even though they don't. Most of us, if somebody says, do you understand, we say yes, because we don't want to look stupid, or we don't want to look dumb, or we don't want to look like they didn't express themselves clearly to where we would understand it. So don't say to people, do you understand? Say instead, just make sure I said that clearly and I got across what I meant. Would you please tell me what you understood me to say so that I can see if I did it right, so I can see if I delivered the right message. See, it's very important for us not to make the other person feel like they were put on the spot. And for a tuned-out listener, if you actually know somebody's tuned out to you, stop talking and just wait. Stop talking and just wait. And when they realize that you're not talking, they'll go, oh, sorry, because what happened was their mind went somewhere else. So you just want to stop and wait for them. Listening is really good business, and being sure that the other person hears what we have to say is also good business. So I want you to remember that it's so very important to let people know that you heard not only what they said, but what they felt. You heard the content, you heard the intent. And the three steps to listening are, number one, really being there. Really, really being there. Attending, really being there and paying attention. Step number two, following along, letting the other person know that we heard what it was that they said. And step number three, repeating back what we heard, paraphrasing, repeating back not only that we heard the content, but also that we heard the intent. We're going to want to actively listen, which means learning to listen with empathy. This is Judy Mario, and today we have been talking about listening is good business. Thank you for joining me, and please go over to choicesonlinemedia.com, that's choicesonlinemedia.com, and take a look at our Choices magazine. It's a free online magazine. There are about four issues up there at the current time. There's one full part in there on communication, on listening, on speaking, on self-esteem, on confidence, on looking great, and on believing in ourselves. And most of all, what I want you to remember as you listen to these broadcasts every day is that you really are more than enough.